what I want to talk about today is Donald Trump. You knew it was going to take Donald Trump for me to have a conversation today. And I really am disappointed. I can't even say I'm disappointed at the reaction to what Donald Trump said, because I'm really not. I really expected black people to go in on Donald Trump when he said that we're poor, because part of the problem is that we're delusional. Like, we don't believe we're poor. We can give you all type of statistics talking about how you should give black people opportunities, you should help black people. But the minute Donald Trump says you're poor, what do you have to lose? Black people had a problem. And it makes no sense. Donald Trump said black people are poor. He said your schools are failing. What do you have to lose? And that's just the truth. And, you know, I was watching MSNBC earlier this week, and I saw this woman. I don't know who she was on MSNBC. I don't know if I've seen her before. I obviously didn't remember her. But I saw her say, well, you know, he's being condescending to black people, and not all black people are poor. And I'm kind of sick of hearing that, because most black people are poor or in the working class. Like, that's poverty. We don't have any inheritance. We have failing schools. There are no jobs. That means that we're a part of a permanent underclass. I don't care what the girl on MSNBC tells you who wears a nice weave. I don't care what she says. We're in part of a permanent underclass right now. And you don't have to trust what I'm saying to you. The only thing you have to do is look at the data. Don't look at me. Just look at the data.